Anything.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today from Capitol Hill, Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2 for the whole program on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our interviews from Capitol Hill. Pleasure to welcome back to the program Congressman Mark Amadei of CD2.
Hey, Sam.
Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Welcome to D.C.
Thank you. The Naval Yard shooting last week, obviously a great tragedy, but it brings up domestic terrorism. We seem to see as much domestic terrorism as we ever do of terrorism coming from other countries. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, security, whether it's state, local, or federal, or even in your private enterprise stuff, phone company has, you know, amazingly enough, security issues and all that, is a constant challenge because nothing changes the fact that if somebody's willing to give their own life to do harm to others, that protecting against that and preventing that remains a huge challenge. And unfortunately, the latest chapter in that is the folks at the Navy Yard, just, you know, a mile and a quarter from where we're sitting right now. Very secure facility. A person with credentials to get in. And wants to hurt some folks is able to do it. So, I mean, you know, we'll learn the lessons that we can from that and make the adjustments and move on. But there are, unfortunately, days anywhere where it can be just a dangerous thing to be in your hometown or at your place of work.
You know, what's frightening is when you're listening to the TV and the announcer says, the mayor has said that everybody needs to stay in their houses.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm unfortunately old enough to where it's like I can still remember the days in Carson City where nobody locked their doors, much less had to worry about home invasions, car snatching, gang activity, terrorism, domestic and foreign, all that sort of thing. And it's I guess it's unfortunate, but it's security becomes a bigger part of what we think about just in day-to-day life and also just individually.
Let's talk about, and this is going to be playing a week after this actually occurs, but your minerals bill came through the House with flying colors. Explain a little bit about what it does and the benefits for our industries in Nevada.
Well, I mean, real briefly, Sam, it's like, listen, when people applied to do mineral extraction on federal lands, which in Nevada is 86% of the state, many other western states are similarly situated, none of them are that high, though, is to say, listen, you're not entitled to yes, but you are entitled to know how long the process is going to take. So it sets a 2.5-year, 30-month time frame to say to federal land managers, to people who want to protest, and to applicants, divide your time up accordingly and use it. But we need an answer. Not a yes, an answer in 30 months. Now, if both sides agree, the Federal Land Management Agency and the applicant, that they need more time, then fine, they can have more time. Nobody wants a nice, crisp no. But, you know, there's been a lot of misrepresentation. It doesn't suspend NEPA.
What's NEPA?
The National Environmental Protection Act, which is one of the environmental safeguards for stuff like that. It's like, listen, nobody's anti-environment. But this bit where it's become... Where some groups have laid administrative seeds to applications where it takes, and Sam, the bottom line is it's about jobs. If it can meet the environmental requirements, then let's get going in 2.5 years. I said at one point in time, it's only in Washington will we be arguing about the difference between 2.5 years and 4 years. Not that anybody ought to be proud of either one of them, but it's like you want to talk about jobs for the middle class. And by the way, you know that old saying, if it isn't grown, it has to be mined. So if you're talking about building homes, building products as a manufacturer, the industry itself, balance of trade for exports, it's like, hey, this is a positive thing, I think.
And what do you think its prospects are in the Senate?
You
passed this last year.
We passed it last year, and so some of the folks on the other side of the aisle says, I don't know why we're doing this. The Senate doesn't agree. And it's like, well, first of all, I missed the requirement that said, well, if the Senate doesn't give you permission, you can't pass something in the House. But I'm interested in talking with Senator Reid's folks and some of the other folks over there to say, hey, allowing the process to be drawn out indefinitely is the same as no, only it has nothing to do with the facts of a particular application. So we'll see. I mean, we'll look for opportunities. The Natural Resources Committee is engaged with the new resources chairman over there, Senator Wyden from Oregon. And so I suspect that there may be an opportunity as we get towards the end of this Congress to say, we want this, this, and that, and you can have this, this, and that, and we'll go from there. Just to not talk about it, I think, does a disservice to everybody. That's supposed to be the process over here, discussion.
More with Congressman Amade when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amadei of Congressional District 2. Okay, so let's talk about the press release that you put out on September 10th. Wow. The lack of any discernible foreign policy strategy on the part of the administration is unnerving and embarrassing. The only driving force appears to be their off-the-cuff misstatements from the president's red line for us to Secretary Kerry's unbelievably small, limited kind of effort to his musings on the possibility of Assad's chemical weapons being turned over to the international community, and the big line that these bipolar gaffes are followed by disavowals and then claims that it was the plan all along further underscores the leadership vacuum which is apparently being filled by Russian President Vladimir Putin. I don't recall anybody from the Nevada delegation ever putting out such a stinging rebuke of the president.
That doesn't sound like most of the stuff I say. I got to tell you, Sam, my frustration level when you watch that. And remember, I have a daughter who spent 4 years on active duty in the Navy, and so that doesn't make anybody an expert, although a lot of people on TV claim to be. And so you're sitting there looking at all this saying, you know, let's put aside whether this guy's a bad guy or not. It's like, because I think everybody agrees he is. But when you talk about at a time in this country when we're dealing with things that are of incredible importance to the economy, the debt ceiling, jobs, you name it, immigration, health care, all these things, you want to talk about the middle class? With all due respect, to sit there and go, okay, now we're going to use all the, and by the way, when people are talking about, oh my God, the sequester on the Pentagon, and you ask those folks, say, how are you going to pay for this? Oh, we'll find the money for that. Can you say credibility? Now, come on, I'm a guy who spent time on active duty, who considers himself a fairly hawkish guy, and I'm going, you have got to be kidding me. And then I watch that on the international stage, and listen, it's not about Democrats and Republicans, Sam. It's about what should we be spending our time on. And some of the media go, oh, Congress dodged a tough vote. It's like, really? Tee it up in 10 minutes, we'll go over and vote on it. With all due respect, I don't think the Senate vote was canceled early in the week before the claim of was requested. Everybody around here knows the reason you put a vote off is when you don't have the votes. And so quite simply, they didn't make their case. But when you put that on top of other domestic things, too, you're just going, enough of this. You know, you're absolutely right. It is not the sort of thing that I've ever thought I would put out, but I was just so, it's like, you got to be kidding me. This is not even credible. We look at what's going on around with other nations, and I'm not a, I don't take any joy in being a naysayer or whatever, but it's like, this is just the height of incompetence. And so, you know what? It's like, enough. It's September. We've got important work to do on the budget and other stuff, and we need to get on with that. And this whole thing is like, with all due respect, if you felt that strongly about it, I mean, you want some plain talks in? If you felt that strongly about it, you should have sent some of those over there when you felt that way and been a leader and then come back and told us what you did. The way you approached it it was just absolutely incredibly frustrating to watch at a time when the domestic house is burning down, in my opinion.
You were given briefings, I'm presuming.
Yep.
What can you share with us from those briefings that put you in this position?
Well, and you know what? I mean, I came back early from the August break to meet personally with the Intelligence Committee staff. And so the discussion, I started out saying, listen, I don't want to hear about Assad. I think he's a jerk. I believe he did it. I get all that. I said, tell me what we're going to do. Tell me what we're going to do. We got four destroyers over there. I get it. They have cruise missiles. You got 405s in command of those. Not even an 06. Not that they're not very capable people, and there's probably not something in their ear, direct line to the Pentagon. But it's like you've got that's a unique looking task force. What do you do if they shoot back? What do you do if they shoot back and they bend some metal on a destroyer? What do you do if they shoot back and they hurt one of our folks? So all this stuff about, well, we're just going to do this, is like, you can't control that. You know they've got anti-ship capability that maybe you're not too worried about, but when they move away from Syria to get with that, you've got the Hezbollah stuff. Who's watching Libya? Who's watching Egypt? We ain't got a great track record there. Who's watching the Iranians? What's, you know, all that stuff that goes into it, and so it's like, you know what? They haven't thought about that. They're just saying we haven't. You know, we'll deal with that when we get to it. It's like, no, thank you. The country's in a position where, quite frankly, treasure and lives over there, or even the risk, is just something that sounded incredibly ill-conceived. So the direct answer to your question is, well, you know what? They haven't come out and said anything about that. And then you get the conflicting, so, well, it's going to be incredibly small, no big deal. Well, then why do it? Or it's going to be meaningful, and it's like, well, then who are you putting? Because if something happens to some of our folks over there, what are you going to do then? Then it's not incredible. And anyhow, as you can tell, it's just very frustrating to not have taken a global approach to it and to have taken the time and to basically have committed it in public is just, I was just incredibly unimpressed.
And you know the old saying, the plan you go to war with only applies on that day.
Yep, till the first shot's fired.
Exactly. Let's take a break. More with Congressman Amedee when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
One word best describes how it feels to have your Social Security disability application denied. Frustration. Having your disability application denied, it's just not fair. Well, at David Allen Associates, we can do something about it, and right now, get the benefits you earned, and don't worry, you won't pay one dime until your application is approved. Stop the frustration. Stop it now. I'm David Allen.
Madame.
Miss, your necklace, please.
But diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we will treat them that way, miss.
Wait, what'd you say?
Miss, your diamonds. We're going to keep them safe and secure right here for you. Palace Jewelry and Loan. Let us pamper your belongings.
Smoke, fire, or water damage is a devastating experience. North American Restoration Dry Cleaners, NARD, should be your first choice for clothing and textile restoration. Bobby Pages, our Northern Nevada member, understands and applies our high-achieving standards in cleaning techniques and service required for emergency textile restoration. For service in Northern Nevada and surrounding communities, call or visit us on the web at bobbypages.com. Bobby Pages Restoration, a gentle approach to a sensitive situation.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Mark Amaday from CD2, our lightning round here on Capitol Hill. You commented last month that the House should pass an immigration bill that allows some undocumented immigrants to earn citizenship. What was the response from your House colleagues on the Republican side?
You know what? I think there's a majority of members of the Republican conference that will support immigration reform. And that's in a way, you know, you can't say comprehensive anymore, Sam, because that's a bad word. So, you talk about a Dreamers or Kids piece, you talk about visa overstays and illegal entrance, you talk about border security, you talk about E-Verify, you talk about internal enforcement, all those sorts of things. I think there's a majority of Republicans that will support it. The interesting dynamic, though, Sam, is there's not 218 Republicans. So some of the folks on the other side of the aisle are going to have to come over to help us get the job done.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that you think that without calling it comprehensive reform, you can take various pieces, cobble that into one piece, send that back to the Senate and say, okay, this is what we can get done?
We'll send seven or eight pieces over to the Senate. They'll conference based on our seven or eight package and their one, and then come back with a conference report and see what's in the conference report, and we vote on that.
And what do you think is unacceptable to the House Republicans?
Well, I can tell you that what they did in 86, where they just said, okay, King's X, everybody's blessed or whatever, isn't going to fly. I mean, Judge Carter's stuff from Texas talks about delayed prosecution, probationary earning status, which is a decade or more. But then the beauty of that, Sam, the interesting thing is he says, hey, once you've earned status, then we're done with you. If you want to go apply for citizenship under the existing stuff, that's your decision to make. We're not providing a special pathway to citizenship.
Right.
We're just saying if your only transgression is you've entered illegally or overstayed your visa, by the way, visa overstays are almost half of the people we're talking about here, then here's a way for you to absolve yourself from that over the course of a decade and other issues. But if you choose to go that way, then if you want to apply for citizenship, you go get in line at that point in time and go through the process as it exists.
Yarrington Lands Act.
Yeah.
It's sitting on Doc Hastings' desk. Is he going to be able to move it?
Well, you know, we've met with him since we've come back specifically about that. I've told the folks folks in Yarrington, I says, listen, it's my number one priority. I feel responsible for it. It's out of the district, but that doesn't mean anything. Our goal is to get them to work session and in committee in the October work session.
Okay, and what about the Fernley and Carlin bills? Are they near to fruition?
You know, actually, they're moving along pretty well. I think we're going to get those. We've moved them out of committee.
That's a smile of confidence there, sir.
Well, I'm kind of chuckling because, you know, you're going, oh, this bill and that bill. It's Rob Hastings, as the chairman of the Public Lands Committee from Utah, has been a great guy to work with. We've got a very close relationship with him, and I think we're going to see. I don't think we'll get those bills onto the floor this year, but early next year.
Okay, that would be great. Interstate compacts regarding online gaming. Who in Congress is standing in the way? And do you hear from Sheldon Adelson regarding this?
You know, actually, there's quite a few people in town this week talking about that. And you know what it looks like it's back to is a lot of this issue was created when the Department of Justice issued their letter about the Wire Act almost two years ago now. And so now what they're talking about is basically nullifying that letter through legislation, about a 3 or 4 line bill, letting the smoke clear, and then seeing what's going on there. The frustrating thing, Sam, is this, and I'm not a guy who says the answer to every question is federal legislation, but you know, now what you're going to end up with is you're going to end up with 50 different states, piecemeal approach to thing, and the illegal folks out there in the online stuff are a huge issue that basically no federal action on leaving it to the states is I think is not good, but I mean Mr. Adelson's position on it is pretty clear, hasn't changed.
But there was some press that said that he would support Senator Reid's position on this.
Well, and I don't speak for Senator Reid, but I've been told that what those folks are talking about now is getting the Wire Act stuff straightened out from when it was messed up in that letter 2 years ago, and that's kind of where we're at right now. What they're they're looking at, if they look at anything, is maybe some sort of carve out for poker. But right now, that appears to be a heavy lift.
And it's very exciting that Nevada was the first one out there. Do you see compacts being set up between New Jersey and Nevada?
You know what? It's my understanding that New Jersey's going for all casino games. Which would make the answer, I believe, to your question, no. But I don't know what the governor's folks in gaming control are thinking about that sort of stuff. But the problem is, at some point in time, you have to have some deference to the folks who are in your state with bricks and mortar, hiring people, paying wages, providing health care. Stay tuned for that, you know, that sort of stuff. So you have to maintain the health of your bricks and mortar industry, not just the strip proper, but also what we've got going in Western Nevada. And
that's where we have to leave it, sir. Thank you so much, as always, from Capitol Hill. Congressman Mark Amity, we'll be right back.
At Nissan of Reno, save huge on our best-selling cars. Get a new 2013 Altima for only $19,995 or lease for just $199 per month. With best-in-class 39 miles per gallon, you'll save every time you fill up, only at Nissan of Reno.
Need to buy a new ride? How about winning one? During Rides and Riches at the Nugget, you could drive home a new Toyota Camry. Grab your share of $10,000 in free play. Win a high-definition TV. Free buffets. Score more free play on Hot Seat Thursdays. We've got slots and video poker machines new just for you. So play these machines to win this machine with your John's Club card at the Nugget.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, my daughter, really my BFF. Well, she's going away to college, so we need something with really good gas mileage because it's not so close.
Aww. There's a whole Prius family now. The original Prius, Prius C, Prius V, and the plug-in all get phenomenal mileage.
Now I can afford to come see you every weekend.
Yay!
Visit your Toyota dealer for special offers on a new 2013 original Prius or Prius C, like this lease of just $199 a month. Toyota, let's go places.
You can choose to blend in. Or you can choose to blend out. The all-new 2014 Lexus IS. It's your move. Lease the all-wheel drive 2014 IS 250 for $379 a month for 27 months. See your Lexus dealer.
At Nissan of Reno, save huge on our best-selling cars. Get a new Versa sedan starting at $13,995 with automatic and AC. New 2013 Sentra started only $16,995. Low prices, great cars, only at Nissan of Reno.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast from Capitol Hill, Congresswoman Dina Titus will join us. We'll see you then.